But the boy wasn't at home at the time of the tragedy. No. I suppose it was a shock to him. Well, it must have been. Of course, I wasn't going to the house any more at that time, so I didn't hear so much. Now, if you ask me, I didn't like that gardener. What was his name now? Fred, I think. Fred Weisel. Some name like that. Seems to me if he'd done a bit of, well, a bit of cheating or something like that, and the general that found him out was going to sack him, I wouldn't put it past him. And to shoot the husband and wife? Well, I'd have thought it more likely he'd just have shot the general. I mean, if he'd shot the general and the wife came along, then he'd have had to shoot her too. I mean, you read things like that in books. Yes, said Mrs. Oliver thoughtfully. One does read all sorts of things in books. There was the tutor. I didn't like him much. What tutor? Well, there was a tutor for the boy earlier. You know, he couldn't pass an exam and things at the earliest school he was at, prep school or something, so they had a tutor for him. He was there for about a year, I think. Lady Ravenscroft liked him very much. She was musical, you know, and so was this tutor, Mr. Edmonds, I think his name was. Rather a namby-pamby sort of young man, I thought myself, and it's my opinion that General Ravenscroft didn't care for him much. But Lady Ravenscroft did. Oh, they had a lot in common, I think. And I think she was the one, really, that chose him rather more than the general. Mind you, he had very nice manners, spoke to everyone nicely and all that. And did, what's his name, Edward? Oh, yes, he liked him all right, I think. Almost a bit of hero worship. Anyway, don't you believe any stories you hear about scandalous in the family, or her having an affair with anyone, or General Ravenscroft with that rather pie-faced girl who did filing work for him and all that sort of thing? No. Whoever that wicked murderer was, it's one who came from outside. The police never got on to anyone. A car was seen near there, but there was nothing to it. They never got any further. But all the same, I think one ought to look about for somebody perhaps who'd known them in Malaya or abroad or somewhere else, or even when they were first living at Bournemouth. One never knows. What did your husband think about it? Said Mrs. Oliver. He wouldn't have known as much about them as you would, of course, but still, he might have heard a lot. Oh, he heard a lot of talk, of course, in the Georgian Flag of an evening, you know. People saying all sorts of things. Said she drank, and that cases of empty bottles had been taken out of the house. Absolutely untrue, that was, I know for a fact. And there was a nephew as used to come and see him sometimes. Got into trouble with the police in some way, dear, but I don't think there was anything in that. The police didn't either. Anyway, it wasn't at that time. There was no one else really living in the house, was there, except the general and Lady Ravenscroft. Well, she had a sister, as used to come sometimes, Lady Ravenscroft did. She was a half-sister, I think, something like that. Looked rather like Lady Ravenscroft. She made a bit of trouble between them, I always used to think, when she came for a visit. She was one of those who liked stirring things up, if you know what I mean. Just said things to annoy people. Was Lady Ravenscroft fond of her? Well, if you ask me, I don't think she was, really. I think the sister more or less wished herself onto them sometimes, and she didn't like not to have her. But I think she found it pretty trying to have her there. The general quite liked her, because she played cards well, played chess and things with him, and he enjoyed that. And she was an amusing woman in a way. Mrs. Jerryboy, or something like that her name was. She was a widow, I think. Used to borrow money from them, I think, too. Did you like her? Well, if you don't mind my saying so, ma'am, no. I didn't like her. I disliked her very much. I thought she was one of those troublemakers, you know. But she hadn't been down for some time before the tragedy happened. I don't really remember very much what she was like. She had a son as came with her once or twice. Didn't like him very much. Shifty, I thought. Well, said Mrs. Oliver, I suppose nobody will really ever know the truth. Not now. Not after all this time. I saw my goddaughter the other day. Did you now, ma'am? Oh, I'd be interested to hear about Miss Celia. How is she? All right? Yes, she seems quite all right. I think she's thinking perhaps of getting married. At any rate, she's got a steady boyfriend, has she? Said Mrs. Buckle. Ah, well, we've all got that. Not that we all marry the first one we settle on. Just as well if you don't, 9 times out of 10. "You don't know a Mrs. Burton Cox, do you?" asked Mrs. Oliver. "Burton Cox? Well, I seem to know that name." "No, I don't think so. Wasn't living down here or come to stay with them or anything. No, not that I remember. Yet I did hear something, some old friend of General Ravenscroft, I think, which he'd known in Malaya. But I don't know." She shook her head. "Well," said Mrs. Oliver, "I mustn't stay gossiping with you any longer. It's been so nice to see you and Marlene.